Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Zivachim Daf Samach, Zivachim 60. In today's Daf Yomi, the Gemara continues a theme which it had been discussing on yesterday's Daf Yomi. On Daf Nun Tes, the Gemara had said, the law that a person is not allowed to slaughter sacrificial food at a time when the Mizbeach, when the altar was pogum, was blemished. And so in today's Daf Yomi, the Gemara adds the idea that not only is it, are you not allowed to slaughter the sacrificial food if the altar is blemished, but it's also prohibited to eat the sacrificial food when the altar is pogum, when the altar is blemished. And so the Gemara cites this idea as follows. It says, Amar Rabbi Eleazar, Mizbeach Shenifgam, an altar that became blemished in some way, Ein Ochlin Begino Shiyari Mincha, that on account of that, the word Begino means on account of, one is not allowed to eat the Shiyari Mincha, the remnants of the Mincha. The Mincha is the grain offering, and the remnants of the Mincha is actually the primary Mincha, the primary grain offering, but we call it the remnants because the holiest part of the Mincha, of the grain offering, is the Kometz, and that part is burnt. But the rest of the mincha can be eaten by the Kohanim. However, if the altar will be blemished, then one is not allowed to eat it. And the reason is, says Rebbe Elazar, because the verse states with respect to the mincha, Kechuas ha-mincha hanuseres me'ishei Hashem, take the remaining part of the grain offering, this is in Leviticus chapter 10, verse 12, v'ichua matzos eitzel ha-mizbeach, and you shall eat the matzos, the wafer, next to the altar. The words eitzel ha-mizbeach mean next to the altar. And the Gemara asks, but what does this mean to eat it next to the altar? V'chi eitzel ha-mizbeach achalua? Do they really have to eat it directly next to the altar? And Rashi says, the question implies, V'lo kol ha-zarak sher l'kach. Really, we know that the grain offering was allowed to be eaten in the entire courtyard of the temple. As it states, with respect to the mincha, matzos tochel b'makom kadosh, that you can eat the wafers in the holy place, meaning the entire courtyard is holy. So why does it say only specifically next to the altar? Ella must be, says Rabbi Eliezer, that the word eitzel doesn't mean next to, but it means on account of. And that is to say that the eating of the grain offering is dependent upon the altar. And so therefore, what does it mean? Bizman shehu shalem, that one can eat the grain offering when the altar is complete and not at a time where it is missing something, and not a time where it is deficient. So that is the law from our Gemara. And the commentaries point out that there's a connection between a teaching from the Sefer HaChinuch, the classic work anonymously written in the 14th century Spain, who codifies the commandments and lists all the mitzvos, and he discusses the mitzvah that there is a prohibition, it says, not to plant a tree in the altar. And it says, when it discusses this law, it says, L'sitelcha asherah kol eitz, that a person is not allowed to plant a tree in the altar, and that is how the Gemara understands it. Typically speaking, it says, that when it talks about the prohibition to plant a tree, it says that one is not allowed to do this next to the altar. And so the Sefer HaChinuch says that not only is there a prohibition to do this next to the altar, but actually this prohibition applies across the board, and this prohibition applies in the entire courtyard. And that is how the Sefer HaChinuch discusses it, that the entire courtyard is prohibited because when it says Eitzel HaMizbeach, it doesn't just mean next to the altar, but it implies the entire courtyard. So the Minchas Chinuch, in his discussion, his commentary off of the Sefer HaChinuch, he quotes our Gemara, and our Gemara says Eitzel HaMizbeach, that the implication of our Gemara, as explained by Rashi, is that the way that the Gemara understands the words Eitzel HaMizbeach next to the altar means not the entire courtyard, because that's the Gemara's question. Why would you say that you could only eat the grain offering next to the altar? Really, you should be able to eat it in the entire courtyard. And so therefore, the words Eitzel HaMizbeach must mean next to the altar and not the entire courtyard. So why would the Sefer HaChinuch rule that there's a prohibition to plant a tree in the entire courtyard of the temple. And so therefore, the Minchas Chinuch must say that there's a distinction. He draws a distinction between the way the words Eitzah HaMizbeach are meant to be understood when they are referring to the grain offering. There it's meant, the implication is that it's really meant to be right next to the altar, whereas when it refers to the tree, the prohibition about planting a tree in the courtyard of the temple, that's referring to the entire courtyard. And that is the way that Minchas Chinuch draws this distinction. But we should understand that when the Sefer HaChinuch talks about the prohibition of planting a tree in the courtyard, that this is a prohibition which applies even today. That if you say that the Temple Mount has the holiness that it had during the time when the temple was standing, and that's a dispute between Maimonides and the Ravid, that according to Maimonides the holiness is still there, whereas according to Ravid the holiness is not there, but according to Maimonides, this prohibition applies even today, and that therefore it's prohibited for Jews to plant a tree or to build anything out of wood in the place where the courtyard of the temple was standing, because that prohibition has not ceased. And not only that the commentaries point out that since this is a biblical prohibition, one is not even allowed to ask somebody who's not Jewish to do it on their behalf. And so therefore, even today, the entire courtyard anywhere where we think was the courtyard of the temple, it's prohibited to plant a tree for the Jewish people, and it's also prohibited on that spot to build anything out of wood on the place where the courtyard once stood.